This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk about drafts, prospects, the future, and every time. So don't forget to like us, download us wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, the Tigers are off to a terrific start, and a lot of people are talking about their minor league system, too, because they all have winning records. And this seems like almost too good to be true. Because a lot of times when you have a major league team that's at the very top, which the Tigers have been this year, usually the minor league system isn't doing that well because it's depleted. You don't get the draft picks you used to have. And here we have the Tigers with the best of both worlds. And we can talk about Kevin McGonigal. He's hitting 368.
It's not bad.
You can talk about Max Clark. You can talk about Parker Meadows comes back. He's hitting 455 and, you know, be back soon. There's a lot, but today I'm going to focus a little bit more, get into a little bit more of the weeds.
Oh.
And just about why the Tigers – give you a couple of sleepers.
Oh.
All right?
I like it.
And, you know, just kind of update of some of the things that have gone on after a couple months of the season. Now, first of all, you know, everybody talks about Clark, and they talk about McGonigal. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I had no idea what they had in Bryce Rayner. I had no idea because you're watching videos, you know, from perfect game tournaments and, you know, watching. There's tons of video of him in high school.
Yeah.
He gets drafted. He doesn't play his first year at all. And then this year he starts, and he gets off to a slow start because he had to be out of the lineup for a little bit. I got to tell you, man, he's a beast. I did not realize that he's beast-like like that.
He's 19, right?
Yeah.
Just a baby.
Look, you know, I thought, okay, he's a tall guy, thin guy. Obviously, he had a strong arm, different things like that. You know, there's some question about whether he's going to have the too long a swing or his bat path is going to get there in time and all that. I'm telling you, I had no idea that he's as projectable as he is as a beast.
And, I love it.
Well, no, he's powerful.
Bryce the Beast Rayner.
No. He's 19. When he's 21, 22. He's going to fill out.
Well, and that's the crazy part about it, is that these men, they're still...
He's a strong man.
Teenagers, essentially.
Yeah, he is. And I had no idea it was like that. When they drafted him, I was, hey, maybe they should have taken, you know, Cam Smith, the third baseman from Florida State. He's already playing in the major leagues with Houston after being part of the Kyle Tucker trade and all that. That was the guy that I was looking at. And Rayner, I didn't have any problem with the pick. I just had trouble getting – I'm very impressed with him offensively. Defensively, he's raw as hell.
Well, you kind of expect that,
he's
right?
Made a lot of errors. I've seen him boot a couple balls. And, I'm not watching, like, every inning of every game. sometimes his throwing arm, but he is a man when he gets that axe in his hand in that batter's box. So that's the one observation that I've made early
Can I
in
ask
the year.
One question about him, because you mentioned about a long swing. I used to think that with Riley Green. I thought he had a very long swing, and it was a lot of uppercuts and stuff. And obviously, it's working great for him. As long as you've covered baseball, can a swing like that work in the major leagues?
Well, it used to work. There have been some players. Tigers had a player. He's now the president of the Players Association. Tony Clark had a long swing.
Yeah.
I'd heard him, in certain situational hitting. But when he connected, he really bombed the ball. That was a knock on Parker Meadows. He had a long swing, and he shortened it up.
Does some of that have to do with height? Because Tony Clark was a big
might
kid.
Might be. You know, it always looks that way with the lefties.
Yeah.
You know, there's an oddity about the game because I grew up in a house that had a picture window from a breezeway where we would watch TV in the summer. And this picture window would mirror the TV.
Okay.
So the left-handed hitters would look like the right-handed hitters, and it was fascinating, you know, just looking at it as a kid. But it looks like a right-handed hitter when it's a lefty flipped on that. But for some reason, there's two things about lefties. They hit low inside pitches better, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing about them, when their swing is assessed, it's assessed in a different manner. So it might be something along those lines, because I really don't hear that much about long swings with kids coming up that are right-handed.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure maybe when MLB scouts go around evaluating that, they do that, but that's not something that I hear. And it wasn't really so much a long swing. It's about his ability to the path of the barrel to the ball,
mm-hmm,
type of thing. There may be some hit and miss there. Still, Riley Green's never had a long swing.
Always appeared that way.
Yeah,
to
he's
me.
Just got that uppercut.
Yeah,
he does have the steepest uppercut among them, and I think he's number one now with the steepest uppercut.
Oh.
But he does, you know, it's interesting. It is a path that he can hit high pitches, and he, unlike a lot of guys who have that sharp angle swing, which causes a lot of lift and helps him hit with power. He does hit a lot of line drive base hits,
yeah,
a lot of ground ball base hits with high velocity. The other day, he hit a rocket double it was a ground ball, basically. Mike Yastrzemski's got real good range in right field for the Giants. He couldn't get to the ball, and it was basically a grounder because I think it's more – generates high exit velocity for Riley Green.
Okay.
But your observation on the steepness of his swing is right. I mean, he's got the ultimate lift swing.
Yeah. Well, and he's playing his ass off right now, too. He's like, he is
well,
playing
he's one
like
of
an
all-star. I think he's, you know, one of the more underrated players in town.
Yeah.
I don't think if Javi Baez or Torque or these other guys do something, of course they've hit bad, you know, some rough times, so people like him. But they get a lot of, oh, man, this guy's great. Riley Green rarely does. Now, I think a lot of times it's because he strikes out a lot or he missed a lot of his first 2 years. And even last year he was out.
Yeah.
He played 137 games, but when he was out, they missed him. But he's on pace to, you know, for 35 bombs, you know, well over 100 RBI.
Yeah.
You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And he made, you know, the other day he did all these hitting things, and then he makes a couple really good plays in the field. One at the wall, one diving like he does all the time. You know,
yeah,
so.
He's crazy. And the only reason I brought him up because that was another high school kid that they developed.
Yeah, well, yeah. So a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Just looking at it. So that's the first thing I would say. Max Clark has continued on kind of the same path. You know, he's hit with a little power, and he's going to hit with some power. His defensive skills, his base running skills are superior, and he does have a knack. If there's two guys on, he'll get a base hit and drive in runs. I think he's going to be a really good player, obviously. And I wonder when they're going to move him to Erie. That'll be interesting to see how they do that. So that's it. McGonagall is just kind of getting back into it. But he hasn't hit any home runs but he at West Michigan, but he's been hitting pretty consistently. The guy's just one of those – he's just got the swing to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that – with their top prospects. Lorenzo's struggling. You know, maybe Double-A was too much for him this year. We'll have to see, but – yeah, you know, once in a while he'll run into a ball.
Yeah.
As far as Jose Josue Bursino is, he's got a lot of power. By osmosis, he's hit 8 home runs at West Michigan. You know, just by osmosis.
What
you know,
position
dude's
does
huge.
He play?
Well, he's a catcher.
Okay.
That's the guy that tore up the Arizona Fall League.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So yeah. We are seeing all types of videos about him. I remember now.
Yeah, well, that's because he was hitting all types of home runs there. He hasn't taken a day, considering that it's, you know, high Double-A or Triple-A level in the Arizona Fall League by storm the way you would. But he's still got 8 home runs. I mean, neither one of those guys who I think are very good catchers. I think they struggle behind the plate. The one thing I notice about Bursino, I don't know what they list him at. The guy's huge.
Tall or wide?
Tall. Okay. And wide, too.
Okay.
Lorenzo's, you know, put together like that, too. Maybe not as tall, but Rossino stands on the mound. He makes a pitcher look short. I mean, and the pitching coach comes out.
Is that
out.
An oddity?
There have been some big catchers.
Okay.
You know, Tigers had the 6'8 catcher a couple years ago. So once in a while, you have a bigger catcher, you know. They're small ones, too. There's advantages and disadvantages.
When I think catcher, I think Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, that was a smaller, quicker guy.
Yeah.
You know, an example of I think they look for bigger catchers
okay.
traditionally. But there have been a lot of smaller catchers that have been terrific, and they got great pop-up times and all that. Ideally, you want somebody like Dylan Dingler, who's big.
Yeah, he's a bigger kid.
But he's got tremendous pop-up time where he can get up and do that. And Jake Rogers isn't as big, but he's got that ability to pop up, and both those guys frame pitches exceptionally
Should
well.
Should Dingler be playing more than Rogers on the
– Yeah.
Okay.
He's a better player.
I thought so, too. I know that Scuba loves Jake back there, but I'm like, anytime I see him playing over Dingler, I'm like, I kind of want to see Dingler. Yeah, I think you know what you have in Jake Rogers is my only thing.
Well, Jake Rogers is a very good catcher.
Yeah.
You know, tremendous defensively.
Absolutely.
Does all the little things well, true pro, and he's got a live bat.
Yeah.
But Dingler is a better athlete. He's just a better athlete.
Yeah.
He does everything Rogers does defensively. Maybe a little bit better in a certain way. I mean, right now, Dylan Dingler is playing at Gold Glove level. He's in 96th percentile. Of catchers, defensive effectiveness, according to Baseball Savant.
It's pretty good.
His pop-up time, his pitch framing. He's throwing out, I think he's fifth in the league, and throwing out runners at 30%, which is a pretty good percentage now with the, the throw, you can't throw over as much, and
yeah.
The base is bigger. So he's a better hitter. I mean, that's clear.
Yeah.
And he's a better athlete. I mean, that's a reason he was taken – the first pick of the second round compared to where Rogers was taken, and he was a high school kid. Dingler was a star football player, played center field and things before he played catcher. He's really good, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
It's a matter of can he maintain the hitting, but defensively he's outstanding. Gold Glove outstanding. So the Tigers have two guys like that. Which puts them in pretty good company.
I would say so.
You know, when it comes down to catching, it's just too bad one isn't left-handed hitter and the other one a right-handed hitter. Now, one of the things, and I think there's a player, every once in a while you identify a player that is a little bit underrated, might have been taken in a draft. This happens to be a position player. Watching Lakeland, this guy's pretty good. His name is Jackson Strong. He's an outfielder. He was a seventh-round pick in 24. Played at Lakeland last year. Did okay. This year he's doing a lot better. He's got a 930 OPS. Good speed. Can run a little bit. And has, I think, some power potential. Seventh-rounder, guy from Canisius. Canisius is up in the Buffalo area.
Okay.
I believe this guy, actually his second sport is volleyball.
Oh, so he can jump, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a good athlete, and he just looks like a ball player, like he's really developing into a good ball player. Might be a little undervalued when you look at it. Not too many dudes coming. You know, you don't think of Buffalo, New York. Little Warren Spahn was from there and all that. But you don't think of Canisius.
No.
And Buffalo, New York is a place where you find baseball players. It's kind of in the weeds of Division I baseball, but he's a good ball player. And I kind of like what I've seen. I like what I've seen from Roberto Campos this year, too.
That's my guy.
22 years old, people, he was signed so long ago. If he were a college kid, he'd be just out.
Well, yeah, they signed him as like a 16-year-old, didn't they?
Yeah, he hasn't hit with power yet, but his bat-the-ball skills are a lot better. I like the way he's moving now and he's starting to fill out, and he's holding his own at AA. That is another thing that I've liked that I've observed. Matt Manning, remember him?
Yeah, how's he doing?
They've moved him to the bullpen.
And he's done, like, way better, hasn't
he? Yeah, he's been good coming in for an inning or two. Seems to have settled down. There's a possibility. And everybody talks about the Tigers. Hey, they bring these guys up from AAA, and that's one of the things that I wanted to address today. Like, Chase Lee, you know what Chase Lee's ERA is at Toledo?
Well, I'm going to guess it's high based on you saying that, and I know we had
No, it's not just high. It's 9.
Oh, that's
so. He comes up in the major leagues. He throws 2 shutout innings, and it looks like he's friggin' Kent Tekulve. Or you know, Dan Quisenberry or something.
We
you
talked
know,
about
one of those old
last...
side-army lefties.
Yeah, we talked about it last
righties.
Year where I asked you the question of, are they just working on stuff in the minor leagues? Like, it doesn't matter ERA or
freaky.
Anything.
That's freaky. Because every time I've seen that guy pitch at Toledo, he gets lit up.
But it was kind of like that
and
last year.
Every time I see him pitch this year up in Major League. Yeah, but they, at least
like Herter and Hanafy and Montero.
But they weren't, well, Montero, they were bringing up and down a little
Hell,
bit.
Hell, even Reese Olson didn't have a great.
It's the same thing with Tyler Owens when they brought him up.
Yeah, it's crazy. But do you think that's something that they're doing? Like, hey, we don't care if you're getting hit, but we need you to work on your changeup.
Maybe,
this
I
game.
Don't know. I think they're very good at putting guys in the right spots at the right time.
Well, because I always wonder, like, how important is winning in the minor leagues compared to development?
Development's the key, although it's good when you have a group that's winning like
sure,
that.
Sure, absolutely.
There's no downside to it. Just a little bit here. Dietrich Enns, former CMU player.
Oh,
a lefty.
Move over Zach McKinstry.
34 years old. All of a sudden, he pops up on the Tigers after having a couple big years.
Did you say 34?
Yeah, in Korean. You remember we were always talking about the Korean League and the bat flips?
Yeah, KBO.
I think I wrote a column about it. We got a little desperate there during the pandemic. He is somebody that started 10 games. You might see him. Another one that you might see in that particular group is, and this guy's interesting, his name's Matt Seelinger. He's a 30-year-old guy they got from Independent Ball. And he was at Erie, put up huge, huge numbers. I think he's 5-0, his ERA is under 2 combined. His whip is really good. He's striking out more than a hitter per inning. And he throws what they call a knuckle drop. And so he's got a fastball, a cutter, and a knuckle drop. And this is a guy you might see. And when you do see him, the announcers will be going, and he throws a knuckle drop. But this is a guy that bounced around the minor leagues for a while. I think he's in the Philly system. And he comes in, and after some time of the development in Independent Ball, all of a sudden he pops up in Double-A, dominates, goes to Triple-A, and dominates. There's a guy that you might see, like, who's this guy? You know how the Tigers have been doing that.
I give so much credit to any dude that's gone and played Independent Ball like that that won't give up on their dream because, I mean, you are literally grasping at straws to make the major leagues, and when they do, it's such
a great story. He's got a unique pitch. The action on it's kind of like a splitter.
Okay.
Doesn't have a lot of spin on it. He throws it, and with his fingernails in and throws it like a fastball and just flicks his index finger and his middle finger out. And that's called a knuckle drop. And sometimes it drops like a foot. Sometimes it doesn't drop that much. But it's got what they call a bit of a gyro action where it doesn't spin much. And it's different. And he throws a fastball and cutter. So it's not like he's a strict one-trick pony.
Would some call it a Euro action? You know, gyro, Euro.
Yeah, Euro. Did I call it Euro?
No, you called it a gyro. I'm just making the joke because when you buy a Euro or a gyro around here in Michigan, it's either one of
those. Oh, yeah, gyro.
Talk about
goes the same way. It's a pitch that doesn't have spin. All right, and doesn't float. I don't know. It's a few years ago, it was kind of the rage in baseball. And nobody could figure it out. There were some people that threw it with a lot of effectiveness, but now everything's about having a higher spin rate. But he's interesting. Also, I forgot to mention this when I was talking about the other guys. Isaac Pacheco.
Oh, yeah.
Who really wasn't doing well, was hurt. They signed him away from Texas A&M a couple years ago. It was like a big deal. He's raking like crazy playing third base at West Michigan. OPS over almost 950. Has a much better batting eye. And again, he's developed a bit of a beast-like quality. He's getting big and strong, and he still moves fairly well. I've never seen him as like a – they talked about power potential. I've never seen him as a guy who really got the barrel out and was a pull guy. But maybe he will develop some of that. He's just, as he's gotten older, gone through different things in baseball, he's become a pretty good player. And what they expected, actually, when they signed him, and he could be a possibility for third base. You know, everybody talks about third base down the road.
I've heard it once.
Yeah. If he's able to get up to double A at some point this year and start knocking on the door and they don't address that. And also, I've mentioned Max Anderson before, but he just keeps hitting. The second-round pick from Nebraska. OPS over 900, 33 RBIs in his first 38 games at double-A. He should be in triple-A now. He's a second baseman, so it's a bit full there because they got Ho-Yu Lee and Jace Young is there, and they play those guys at second and some other guys there. But he's shown that he's definitely a prospect. So that's what's happened the first couple months of the year that I've observed, that I've taken out of it. And there's some other things, but I don't know, Evan. You want to sit here for 18 hours and listen to me talk minor league baseball? There's some people who would like that.
Absolutely.
But that's what's happening. And really, you know, the team's winning and everything. It's important. But the thing is, are they going to get some help this year? Yes, they do have some pitchers that can help them that they ended up getting. Another guy, former Padres Seattle guy, they picked up, another veteran pitcher who's starting for them at Toledo, Nick Maravicius. He's done reasonably well. And this is another 30-year-old guy that's bounced around, had some major league service time, kind of fits into the Hanifee, Gunther type of situation where last year they got a couple guys like that. That's why I brought those guys up. They're not prospects, or obviously past that, but the way the Tigers use their bullpen and the way they go with pitching chaos sometimes or set things up and are able to identify specific pitchers for specific roles in the short term and are able to fit them in there, these are all guys that you might see at some point.
Can I ask one question, and it's about a pitcher that should be pitching for the Tigers but is yet to make his Tigers debut? Alex Cobb, is that just a bad signing?
You know what? Probably.
I have no idea. Like, when I saw that he's having more injections on his hip, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Probably a bad signing, not, doing the medical evaluation properly.
Yeah.
The thought behind it wasn't bad.
No, I understand the thought behind it.
But, you know, one of the things you have to do if you're an organization and you're, you know, putting $15 million into somebody – that's a pretty good sizable salary that you can get a lot. They got Gleyber Torres for that amount of money.
Well, and a third of the season's done, so it's like at some point we got to see this guy.
But he obviously he's thrown well from what I hear. The issues, can he cover first base? Can he field his position?
Yeah.
So, and if you can't do that, you really can't put a guy out there.
Does he get 10% off his meal before four?
No. No. You ask if it's a bad sign, it appears at this point to be.
It does. It's now, that seems like the only thing that's gone wrong for this team this year.
You never know, like in August or something, and there's some injuries, and Cobb comes back and gives you 50 solid innings. And
we'll take it, right?
And they end up doing pretty well and getting to the postseason and advancing in the postseason. He plays a role in it. It's like I tell you all the time, Evan, it's about periods.
Yeah.
You know, early in the year, middle of the year, all this. Like, if Javi fades, he certainly contributed because, you know, they played a tough schedule, got off to a great start.
And you needed
him. He filled
in
center field, and you needed him. He came through for you.
Walk-offs. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And
it's the same with McKinstry, you know, if he fades.
Dude, it's getting to the point to me, kind of like the Lions and the Pistons, where it's like, I just want to get to the playoffs already.
Yeah, well.
And we're only a third of the way in. We still got 100-some-odd games left.
But anyway, hey, look, like us, you know, Apple iTunes page, Google Play page, of course, Odyssey.com, you can download us there. The best way to get it, really, Pat Caputo 98 on X. I'm on Blue Sky now.
Ooh.
I got a whopping 174 followers.
That's more than last time.
Yeah, it is. It is. Not much more. And not exactly accumulating in blue sky. Also, Facebook, the station Facebook page. And Evan is at Gentman Jenkins.
Yep.
You can get his content there and, you know, this podcast and all that. And check out our Facebook page at 97.1 The Ticket as well. And till next time, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.